Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh my God, this game is just ultra stress. And the Yorkers are already nervous people and stressed out to begin with. Look at Paul Bovey. 131 to 130 right now with a minute and a half left. Like, for the Knicks, we're up by one. Right, they, wow. Like, this game is unreal. Oh, the Pacers just took a one-point lead. So, yeah, it's 132-131 right now. Dear God. Like, it's going to be a classic. And, you know, earlier today, and I don't like talking about other shows and what they say. I say dumb things. I have bad takes or whatnot, but... So Chandler Parsons, former NBA player, he does the show with Michelle Beadle for FanDuel, like an NBA show, and it was like bad take day or something. Like, so I saw just the clips of the show, and he said that, you like this, Paul, he said that the Pacers and Knicks aren't a rivalry. I'm like, they're not a rivalry. What the hell are you talking about? Like the Knicks and Pacers hate each other. It's ingrained. They don't like each other. And, you know, it's been a little while, but they just played last year in the playoffs, too. Like, what do you mean it's not a rivalry? Not to mention, Halliburton took Brunson's spot on the Olympic team, right? Like, they chose Halliburton over Brunson. Like, you know what I mean? Not a rivalry. This is as much of a rivalry as you got in the NBA right now, Paul. Like, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Look, this goes back a long way, and I was in the Garden for many of those games. And what's the score right now, Gabe?
Oh, Paul, stress. 132-132. I feel like the score line. Welcome to the New York Post score line.
Okay. Why don't you just tell me the score? Exactly.
I remember being in bars. Cincinnati. I remember being in bars calling in for the score, and it was noise, and I'd wait for like 4 minutes and stuff to get to the game I wanted, and I'd miss the score, and I'd have to wait for the whole cycle around again.
Exactly. Standing
waiting. Yeah, you're on a payphone, it's like, oh, God, I got to wait again. I'm like, shut up, wait.
On Saturday, Gabe, there's like 90 games. Oh, I missed the Fresno State score. You're right. Let it roll again. It was a nightmare.
976-1313 was score phone in New York, and, you know, you dial it every 5 minutes. You know, get the same score.
I was a real mark. I even started, I started even pay for the premium ones. I remember I spent like $600 in a month once calling a score line, right? I had so much money on games. Wow, this game is just like unbelievable stuff. Going back and forth in overtime here right now. I can't even keep up. I was about to say it's 135-134 for the Knicks. It's 136-135 for the Pacers right now. With 27 seconds remaining in the game, guys. Legendary stuff here.
Amazing.
This is wild. Brunson really is a stud. Like, he's like a bowling ball. Like, he doesn't really do anything special. He just freaking, like, bullies his way into the paint and scores. He's not even that big. It's amazing how he does it.
Strong.
He really like, is they amazing. Got.
Yeah, like, they had, like, Naismith on him earlier. He's a big dude. And he got pushed around. Then they tried Siakam. Siakam's a little skinnier, but Siakam's still, like, 6'5". He's still a big dude. And he got pushed around. Like, even Miles Turner. Like, they can't stop him. Like, nobody on the Pacers can stop him.
The Pacers' ball movement game, you see that last basket? Brilliant. Like, the cuts, everything, man. You got to give these guys a lot of credit. That was, like, beautiful. Like, the Knicks looked like they had some defense set up. They just shredded it. This game's going to go down right down to the final possession. This is amazing.
It's going to go right down to the
Pacers. Pacers are super unselfish, right? They spread the ball around. They don't care about stats. And also, they shoot from everywhere, right? Like, they'll take the two. They'll take the dunk. They'll take the three. You know, like, Paul, like, against the Boston Celtics, it's pretty one-dimensional. You know what they're going to do. Let's guard the three-point line. They have no interior game at all. Oh, we know what they're going to do. You don't really know what the Pacers are going to do. Halliburton might do one of his floaters, a little tearjerker off the backboard. He's good at taking it to the rack. Siakam's good at getting to the free throw line. And or if the open three is there, they'll take the three as well. It's a tough offense to defend.
What do you think the total is going to be for the next game?
Well, so it was 220, close 221 and a half today. 224?
224 and a half. Yeah.
They won't go two. You think they'd go crazy, Paul? 228 or something?
Well, you gotta remember it opened 224. So if you brought it back to 224, you'd only be bring it to the back to the opener.
What was it before it went to overtime? What was the score before? I can't even keep up anymore. What do we go to overtime at? 125 apiece. Yeah, that's quite the track meet.
Yeah. So I'm saying 227 and a half. 227.
We'll get the number up immediately here. Somebody sent me a tweet, Paul. Said, I think I see Bovey pacing at MSG, but I think they were just kidding because they know, you brought it up last time. Are you going to be going to any of these games in this series?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to the rest of them. This was the only one I'm not going to. So I'll be there Friday.
Don't tell me. You didn't go just to do the show? I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah. No, I had to come out to Long Island for a few days, so I'm here and... You know, I had to do what I have to do.
And if the Pacers win, you might have done them a favor, Gabe. And then honestly, he goes to the next game, and then the Knicks will win.
I'm kind of glad I'm not there, okay? Because I wouldn't be adjusting well to this. I'm not adjusting well to it right now. But
18.9 seconds left, 136-135 for the Indiana Pacers. Wow.
Yeah.
Just massive drama here. Massive drama at the Garden. All right, so the point spread's looking good, Cam. We'll see about the money line, but the Pacers plus the points looking pretty good. All right, well, there's always a challenge here. So they're challenging something right now here. Can we get the best of X up here? We'll just randomly get this here, a little the quick Daniel Jones check here. I was intrigued to see this today online because I actually talked about this like last year. Everybody picks on Daniel Jones all the time. Look at Daniel Jones versus Trevor Lawrence. 22-38 for Lawrence, 22-37 for Jones. Total yards, 14,898 to 14,605. Touchdown to interception, 62-42, 69-46. Passer rating, 85-84. Completion percentage, 64-63.3. Yeah, one guy is kind of like ridiculed and stuff, and the other guy got $275 million.
Great call.
It really is crazy. Like, people don't pick on Trevor Lawrence for sucking enough. I guess that's the bottom line that I'm trying to catch.
I agree with you 100%. His regression has been noted. He looks awful. There have been times that he's missing guys. I know he's been
Better. That's his problem. He never got better.
What Daniel Jones is, the guy's never had a good line to deal with either. Like, come on.
That's true.
Run too. Give him a break.
We got odds. I'll get the odds. I'm trying to soften. It's like change the subject, you know?
God.
Yeah, Obi Toppin just took it to the rack. That makes up for the dunk he missed earlier. He missed an easy dunk earlier, and it led to a three. I'm sure both of you remember. Karl-Anthony Towns hit a three after a 5-point swing in the game. I was like, you know, this is a little turning point, bro, in this game that you just missed that dunk. Not only did he dunk the ball, I think he just smoked Karl-Anthony Towns doing it in the face. Now, let's see.
Got him in the net.
No, it's not. It's not Towns. So no, it was Bridges. And
Towns? Did they call a foul?
No, it was Robinson.
Robinson.
It was Robinson, and he seems to be faking a bit here. So, all right, you got problems here. The Knicks are down three, but there's 15 seconds left, and they have the basketball. See, well, you know that the woman coach on the Pacers. I don't know who she is, but she's pretty big. Like, she's the one handling the timeout right now. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. Paul, enjoy the game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Well, Allison, what a wild night tonight. The Dallas Stars come back on the Edmonton Oilers, and the Indiana Pacers have just shocked the world at Madison Square Garden. They're fired up right now after game one. Like, they are really jacked on the court right now. They just came back from 16 points down, goes to overtime, won like dramatic. You know, look, it was 125-125 when it went to overtime. So they outscored them 13-10 in overtime. So they outscored them by, it was like 23 points scored in the overtime period. Back, and the first 2 minutes, kind of, it was nothing. And then they just traded baskets back and forth, back and forth. And the Pacers, down 16 at the Garden, down 108-92, Cam, at one point. Do not quit. I said, oh, this game's done. All we got to worry about now is if we get this in-game over. And then I remember saying, oh, I don't know, they're down by 8 or 9 now. Maybe we can get the cover. And then they ended up winning the game on the money line, plus 160.
They started the show. These guys were getting murdered. Dallas Stars were down 2. They win by 3. What the heck is going on tonight, man? It's bizarre.
Well, if you parlayed the Pacers down 16 and the Stars down 3-1, then, oh, you made a lot of money. One of those $5 bets paid $380,000 or something.
Exactly. Why not?
Yeah, I know. Seriously, some jackass out there put $2 on DraftKings. Yeah. And, oh, look, I just won $78,000. Like, plus $700, plus $1,200. Add it up. True. It's like, it's a lot of money. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know who did it. I don't think Dave Delano did it because he doesn't seem like in a great mood. And I got to say, I've known Paul Bovey a long time. And I've never heard Bovey's a lot like Babano. Bovey likes to talk. You know, Bovey had nothing to say. He's like, oh, I'll never live this down. Oh.
He was defeated.
See you guys. Yeah, he was like, see you later, guys.
He told me, game,
I'm going to freak out in about 10 minutes' time. That's what he told me.
I saw him once after a horse race at Woodbine. He looked like sour like that, but that was to a new level. I feel bad for him, though. Like, what a collapse by the Knicks.
What do you think of that, Delano? The Knicks blow a 16-point lead.
Classic.
You know, it was kind of crazy. I'm losing my voice a little bit, something you probably wouldn't expect. I almost gave up on that game, man. Sometimes it's hard for me watching two at a time. So I actually, believe it or not, when it was 16 points, I actually flipped over to the hockey game, seeing what Dallas was doing. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, I need to get back over to the basketball game there. It was crazy the way it was going. I'm thinking, like, no, this is what's going to happen with the Pacers. They, you know, their defense can't get stops when they need to. They're not going to be able to outscore everybody the whole time. And then at the end of the day, they were, and they ended up coming back and getting the win. So just a wild, wild night, both in the NBA and the NHL.
Man, and this Pacers team's confidence just continues to grow with each series, with each game right now. It's not an easy place to play in Indiana. So you can already argue that they did their job, right, by winning one of these games today. But who did you like coming into the series, Dave, before tonight? Who did you think was going to win this series?
Man, coming into this series, I don't feel great about it, but I'm leaning Knicks and Thunder for the finals. But I was a little bit worried about the Knicks coming into tonight just because when they took down the Boston Celtics, the city kind of celebrated like they won the NBA Finals. And I get it, the Knicks haven't been here in so long, but, you know, expecting a little bit of a letdown. But this is going to be a crazy series where almost anything, really anything can happen. And we even saw that tonight. I mean, it looked like the Pacers were dead to, you know, coming back and Halliburton throwing up the choke sign and needing to back it up in overtime and doing that. So I still think that the Knicks win this. I'm going to say this is probably going seven, though.
Updated series price, Pacers minus 185, New York Knicks plus 150. So the Knicks are now plus 150. If you like the Knicks to win the series, the Pacers are minus 185. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are now minus 700 to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves and go to the finals. Dave, I know we were on the same side last night with the Thunder. We didn't get there with the over. Anthony Edwards gets injured early. Minnesota just sort of gets, you know, punched in the mouth and didn't really fight back once the onslaught began. You know they're going to be a hungrier team tomorrow. We were just talking about this game with Paul Bovey. Total's 214.5. I'm going to go back to the over tomorrow. I expect more from Minnesota offensively. What do you think about tomorrow's game with the Thunder and the T-Wolves?
I agree with you. I mean, we both like the Thunder in the first game, and we both like the over. And I like the Thunder again. I mean, they struggled in that first half. We're still only down by 4 points, and then they flipped the switch. I don't have any reason to believe that we won't see a better performance from the Thunder in game two. And I still like the over. I mean, the Thunder, no one's been able to stop them from getting their points throughout the playoffs. You know, Minnesota had a terrible, terrible shooting night, but I don't want to overreact to that. That was such a low scoring first half. But in the second half, I mean, it was trending even with only 40 points from Minnesota. You know, that second half was on pace for an over if you get a whole game like that. So I don't have any reason to overreact to that. The fact that we're actually getting a couple more points of value, I think, is a little bit of an overreaction. I think that this is a good time to go on the over. So I like the Thunder again to cover, and I like the over 214.
That's the thing, guys. You know, it opened at, what, like 213.5, 214 originally. When game one lines were announced, and it ended up getting all the way bet up to 219, 219.5 last night. So now we're getting 214.5 again. And I agree. Like, I think that Minnesota will be better offensively. Oklahoma City weren't proud of their performance actually last night that much offensively either. You get the SGA MVP bump coming into tomorrow as well. So we were debating. Paul said, what do we think the number's going to be after the high scoring game tonight, guys? FanDuel opens up 225.5 for the Pacers and Knicks game two. 225.5, and the bettors have already moved it to 226.5. It just moved like in about a minute. I saw it post right away. I'm like, oh, 225.5. And now it's 226.5. The New York Knicks open up, guys, 6-point favorites in game two. Rope me in. Call me. I'm like one of these tourists from Kansas outside of Penn Station in Manhattan. I'm a sucker. But give me the Pacers plus 6 again.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, people are going to be buzzing about that one for a long time. Wow. Like, that was it. They were at, they're just an absolute, absolute classic tonight at the Garden. It's funny. You figure, well, you know, we all grew up with the Reggie Miller stuff and, you know, the choking signs. And, you know, we've been through this before. And here we go again, 25 years, you know, 35 years later, whatever, you know, 37 or whatever the hell it's been. And, you know, classic again tonight. And we're being told right now, actually, that, you know, I didn't realize it was 14 because, like Dave Delano said, we were flicking around back and forth. Oh, this game's done. That game isn't. This is. And it was sort of going back and forth. So they're up by 14 points with 2:50 left. Teams in the NBA playoffs are up by 14 points with 2:50 or less left. We're 977-0. The New York Knicks just did something that's never happened before. And I've told you guys, I reminded everybody coming into the playoffs, Dave and Cam, but it's for you, Delano. I told everyone a million times, the Knicks and the Leafs are the same thing. They get their fans' hopes up. They get all fired up. They start parading around the streets and, oh, we're going to win. Leafs last won in 67. Knicks last won in 73. Maple Leaf Garden, Madison Square Garden. MSG, Sports Entertainment. Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment. They're the same freaking thing. They own the Knicks and Rangers. They own the Leafs and Raptors. Like, what you do, we do. Like, they do the same thing. And they both charge a lot of money for their product. They both sell out all the time. And they both haven't had success. The Knicks speaks for itself, Dave. It's hard to believe this is the first time the Knicks are in the conference finals in 25 years. Same thing. The Leafs have won like three playoff series in like the last 25 years. You can't make the parallels up. And now another collapse. The Leafs collapse in Game 7. Now the Knicks collapse begin. And now all the signs in New York that they all love today, they're all going to be graffiti and stuff you're going to see tonight. People are going to be like, oh, I have Brunson. He threw an air ball. They're going to turn.
They're favored this time. Yeah.
They're going to turn fast. This time. So I've come around on this. Oklahoma City are going to win the championship.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I mean, it's time for them. They're due. I think that they're the best team overall. Yeah, I think the Knicks. We'll
the Pacers match up well with them, though.
They do, and we'll see if this home court really turns on them, because the Knicks have been playing. They can win in Indiana. They've been playing better basketball, actually, for most of the playoffs on the road. But with so much hype with New York City, if they fall behind early, man, that crowd can turn on them. That home court advantage could definitely get a little really tense. So that, like you mentioned right before the break, that 6 points, I think that just with it being the Knicks, so many people on the Knicks, so much money and people, you know, media hype, I think you're paying a couple points of a premium. I think that money line price or that plus six is just way too many points to lay. I think it's Pacers or pass in game two.
I think, guys, one thing, though, with the Knicks, and listen, I've been to the Garden. I get it. It's super electric, and I'm not denigrating it at all. It is the Mecca. It really is. Like, you feel it in there. Although I found it to be cooler in there for college basketball, where I felt it more. But with that being stated, I think, like, the having too many celebrities and all that can backfire on you. Right? Like, how intimidating is it for the Pacers to see Larry David and Timothy Chalamet, like, sitting courtside? It's like, oh, look, there's Jenner. Like, that's really intimidating. Like, you know what I mean? See, like, you got some hardcore fans. No, it's like, oh, there's Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian, whatever, Cam. Like, Like the real fans are all in the streets, like Toronto, exactly. Like with the Leaf games. Yeah. Like, so like exactly. MSG is so, the tickets are so expensive. It's like, whatever, you got Ben Stiller and Noah Syndergaard and like John McEnroe. Like, I've been there. So like the freaking first two rows all around the court is literally just all celebrities and models and stuff. You know, I think it's, I don't know, players like it. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, ah, it's easier. Like, I'm just playing in front of a bunch of celebrities. I don't even really know who the hell they are anyways. Right? So I said this last night, though. I said, man, looking at the number, the Knicks last night, guys, were plus 500 to win the championship, and the Pacers were plus 700. And I said, well, even though I think the Thunder is so great, man, that's a big number you're getting with these teams. I got to tell you, I'm pretty tempted now just to take the freaking Pacers at plus 500 and hope for the best in the NBA Finals, guys. I think the Pacers are going to beat the Knicks, and I'm getting plus 500 to win the title. It's a pretty good price.
Yeah, and if possibly if they get to the Finals and maybe upset, get an upset in Game 1 or something like that, you could probably go ahead and hedge that a little bit. So, yeah, definitely think that that's a great bet at plus 500.
We'll wrap up with Delano on the other side, and we'll bring Babano in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, I was so caught up in that epic basketball game and crazy hockey comeback as well. But the basketball game was just wild. You know, I was frustrated. You know, the D-back Dodger total was 9, and you got May versus Burns tonight. I thought it was freaking high, but I didn't take it. Caught up in this other stuff. I did bet on the Dodgers, and here we are. It's 1-0 in the sixth inning, low scoring. Total's 5.5 right now. D-backs do have runners on first and third. Meanwhile, the Angels are smoking hot this week. They swept the Dodgers. And then they go into Sacramento, and they beat them 2 straight times, and now they're leading 6-3 right now. We're in the top of the fifth inning. In-game total is 14.5 right now in Sactown. We'll wrap it up with Dave Delano. We'll bring in our boy Babano here. HitThePick.com. Get sports strong on X. Dave, quickly with the hockey tomorrow, the Carolina Panthers game. It's unbelievable, guys. People talk about the Leafs, and we're just kidding about the Knicks, and every team that loses, their bad numbers are always going to be exposed and stuff. And it always looks terrible. But it wasn't discussed that much. But I'll bring it up now, guys. The Carolina Hurricanes have lost 13 consecutive games in the conference finals. The last 3 times that the Carolina Hurricanes have made the conference finals, they have been swept. All right? Like, you know, it's easy to say. So we all remember they got swept in 2 years ago. 2023, they got swept by the Florida Panthers. Thing is, a couple of years ago before that, the Canes made the conference finals and got swept. And a couple of years before that, like, it's actually been 13 straight Eastern Conference hockey game, conference championship hockey games. The Panthers have, the Canes have lost. And the Panthers are underdogs tomorrow. Like, it's hard. Like, it's hard to want to take the Canes tomorrow here, Dave. I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take the Panthers. And I was on the Canes in game one, but I'm going to go ahead and pivot. I know that it's easy to say, well, the Carolinas at home, they're down 1-0, so it's a desperate situation. But the way that they were dominated, that trend that you just mentioned, and you're getting plus money with looks like the much better team, the much tougher team right now in the Florida Panthers, that plus 108, that's going to definitely be an official play for me is going to be the Florida Panthers.
Dave Delano, we'll get you out of here. Dave, anything Major League Baseball overnight numbers that catch your eye yet, if you've taken a look at it?
Yeah, so for Major League Baseball, I do like the Detroit Tigers tomorrow, minus 135, pretty good price with a Flaherty on the mound. He's done well against this Guardians lineup in the past. I also like the Seattle Mariners as well, going up against the Houston Astros. George Kirby has been outstanding against the Astros in his career. You don't see the Astros as a home underdog too often, but Lance McCullers Jr., just so many years of dealing with injuries, he hasn't found his form yet. I like the Mariners in that spot as well. And another one a little bit pricier, but they got a postponed due to weather today. I like the Atlanta Braves, Washington Nationals. Nice little 4-game winning streak, but I think that comes to an end tomorrow. The Nationals play the Braves tough. you know, they got the win in the opener of the series, but I like the Braves to go ahead and handle business. And I don't know what the line is on the Colorado Rockies, man. It's crazy. You're starting to see a Major League Baseball team as a three-run underdog sometimes with some of these alternate numbers, but I mean, they're pretty much printing money. I know traditional people sometimes, even if you look at the run line and you start looking at those minus 180s, I know some people like my buddy Sean Higgs will never lay that. But, I mean, the numbers don't lie. And if you look at least profitable teams, I'm basically just in auto fade mode for the Rockies. I've been hammered the Phillies the whole series. This particular one with Ranger Suarez, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a tough matchup. You've got some questions about him. I like the over in that game, and I still think that, you know, the Phillies are worth a sprinkle, throw it in your parlays and all that. I mean, you got an 8-41 team. I was talking about it earlier. Maybe the worst starting pitching rotation in Major League Baseball history. It's hard to put a number big enough when you got something that historically bad.
They are on pace to be the worst team in Major League Baseball history. And I like where you're going with the picks. The Tigers, best record in baseball right now, which is pretty insane. And as I've been bringing up a lot, they lost the first three games of their season to the Los Angeles Dodgers and have really never looked back since. Dave Delano, hitthepick.com. Get sports strong. Dave, always a pleasure, my man.
Oh, thanks so much, man.
There's Dave Delano with us. We'll let get your voice back after that crazy crazy night of sports action. The Edmonton Oilers blow a 3-1 lead. The New York Knicks blow a 14-point lead. I was saying the 108-92, but up by 14 with 2:50 left. Unbelievable comeback for the Indiana Pacers and the Dallas Stars tonight. Is Babano, are you ready to go, Babano? Ian Cameron getting ready in his dungeon, the Dungeon of Doom in Hamilton.
His jail cell. That's the best. What happens in Babano's lair? I love the Japanese.
I think that's
screen.
A good thing. The dungeon of doom. He's sort of gone all out there. He's got a Hamilton Tiger Cat like license plate or something now. He's at it.
Yeah.
He's at it.
He's still got a lot of space that needs to be filled. Yeah, he's got a football and a tie cat and a doll. I love this guy. Amazing.
he's going all out.
He's
going all out. So, yeah, epic comeback tonight. I would have been a little bit happier if the Edmonton Oilers would have won a game tonight, but thing with the Oilers is, I know they're not going to panic being down a game. That's going to be a long series, going to be a 7-game series. But as far as the Carolina Hurricanes are concerned for tomorrow, you know, I had a bad feeling about it, like coming into this series for them. Number one, the Panthers just are beating everybody right now. And the Carolina Hurricanes are a good team, but it's all style. It's like styles make fights and matchups make sports. You know what I mean? Like, that's how you win bets, like not just by number. You got to understand the matchups of this stuff, and Carolina do not match up well with the Florida Panthers, and we're seeing this right now. Like, they're getting steamrolled. Like, Carolina play the same way all the time, and they don't have like a next level. It just sort of is what it is with them. The Panthers do have that next level, and 13 consecutive Eastern Conference championship losses. It's hard to, you know, that's the definition of catching a falling knife. And then, you know, to ask them to win as a favorite too, Kemp, -130 for the Carolina Hurricanes. At some point, I've got to say, all right, that's enough. And I've had enough, like, picking on. And listen, actually, against the, you know, with all that being stated, the 7-game series with the Leafs, we actually made money because the Leafs were underdogs in every game. And I took the Leafs in every game. So we didn't, it wasn't this big catastrophe betting, you know, against the Panthers every game. But as a whole, like, in these series and stuff, Carolina doesn't have a snowball chance in Raleigh, North Carolina, lasting of winning this series. Like, they don't. You can try to kid yourself and stuff that they do, but they really don't. And the only question is now whether they lose in four, whether they lose in five. I don't think it even gets to six at this point. Like, maybe five.
I'm a stubborn son of a bitch. I'll take them one more time, but I will say this about Florida. Where did they do their damage? On the road in Toronto. Toronto played a lot better in Florida. I'm not sure if Carolina's capable of doing what the Leafs did, winning road games, but I'll give the Canes one more kick at the can. But you're right, that is a falling knife, trying to break a 13-game losing streak.
Babano now with us. Babano, you want to get in front of the 13-game losing streak that the Carolina Hurricanes are on in conference championship games right now?
No, I don't, but I will take them to score in the first period because they have to have a strong start in that game tomorrow night, get the lead, force Florida to play from behind, which obviously they didn't do in game one because they were down 2-0 in the first period. That's the important thing. Make sure you get the lead, get the first goal, put a little pressure finally on Florida. We'll see if Carolina is able to do that, but that's the only thing I like with Carolina. I don't trust them for the full game. In fact, a bet that I like, and someone that's on our Ice Guys show as a guest often likes it, you take one team to score in one period and another team to score in another period, and you parlay them together. You usually get plus money. Carolina first period goal, Florida second period goal.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wow, a 3-1 game turned into a 6-3 final. Ended up with 9 goals when it was all said and done. Wild night of sports tonight. I knew, I told people, and I'm always right about this stuff, about what games will be better. And it's kind of anticlimactic. Like the Panthers and Canes are, it's boring. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Oklahoma City and Minnesota. That's what I'm more looking forward to tomorrow as far as the night action is concerned. But truth be told, I've been loving and eating up every moment of this World Hockey Championships, and I missed it today. I missed it. It was an off day for everybody, but now we're into the knockout stage, and it gets real. So, Babano, as we were going into the break tomorrow, you said you liked the bet of Carolina to score in the first period, Florida to score in the second period. That's all good, but who do you think wins the game?
Florida. I'd look at Florida full game. I think Carolina starts strong. We've seen Florida come back before. They're very capable of it. Here's the thing, too, about Freddie Anderson. New Jersey and Washington didn't crash the crease. They didn't get to the blue paint. They didn't do everything possible to take the eyes away from Freddie Anderson. Well, Florida plays that kind of style. They get in the goalie's kitchen. They make life difficult for him with screens, with traffic, with just taking. And that's how Bennett scored last night in game one. You know, it was a perfect screen. Anderson couldn't even see it. You know, he's going to deal with a lot more chaos in front of the net. And I don't know if he's adept to handle it. And we saw it last night. So I like Florida for the game.
All right, let's get into the World Hockey Championship. So 10:20 a.m. Eastern time, Switzerland and Austria. The Swiss are 11-1 on the money line. They're -2.5 on the puck line. The total is 5.5. This is a tough, you know, you want to lay 2.5 with the Swiss here, man. You got to lay 50 cents. Are you going to be betting the Swiss and the Austrians in this game?
I'd probably parlay it, or at least maybe, you know, either a money line parlay or at least put a puck line down to 1.5. I don't know if I could trust them to win by 3 goals. They're a defensive-minded team. I know they've got some good players. Nico Hischier, of course, leading the way, and they're capable of scoring, but they're a team that's going to play that Finnish type of style, you know, really defensive-minded first. I would prefer Austria team total under, actually, if I were to bet something in that game. I think the Austrians will be hard-pressed to score a lot. I think Switzerland wins, but I think the best way might be Austria's team total under as a bet to make.
I like the under in the game, actually, as a whole. I can see it being like 3-0 or something like that. You know, it's an elimination game. It's going to be hard to score on Switzerland. Austria as well. I don't think, you know, it's going to be a rout. I'm looking at the alternate line. Some of the games, like, they don't let you do it. Like the Canada game, sometimes they don't let you do the alternate line. It's very frustrating. This one, alternate puck line. So you can get Switzerland, yeah, -1.5. Man, you got to pay for it, man. -330. That's just insane. The way to approach this stuff is you do it with same game parlays, right? You know what I mean? You get Switzerland, you know, to win the game, and yeah, you know, you make it under 6.5 or something like that, and you'll turn it into a small plus money at least. All right, so you mentioned Finland. I'm calling the upset in this one. I'm calling Finland are always a day late, dollar short in these tournaments. At the Four Nations, they played well. Like, if you guys remember, it'd be like, 1-1 after the second period, and it'd end up losing 5-1, right? The wheels would fall off for them. Their goaltending was shaky. They had a lot of injuries, if you guys recall. Their defensemen were all missing in the Four Nations. And they still kind of played all right, but Saros wasn't good. And then they were like, all right, we'll play Lankinen. And then Lankinen wasn't very good. All right, we'll go back to Saros. And Saros wasn't very good. Like, they never really got into a groove in that tournament. They're kind of, you know, and you had that shaky game against France, but they also came back and scored 3 goals in the last minute or whatever and won the game. If you can beat Canada, you can beat the United States. And you're getting nice plus money here with the Finns, guys. I'm going to roll the dice. I mean, it's in Sweden, but it's basically a road game for the U.S. here. I'm getting the Finns at +165. I also like Finland +1.5 at -165, speaking of parlays and stuff, because I wouldn't be surprised if this game went to overtime. What's your pick here, Babano? USA and Finland. I don't think USA should be -200 favorites.
Yeah, I agree. I think dog and draw. You could sprinkle on Finland money line and the draw. I think this has overtime potential, and I think it comes down to goaltending. Saros has been excellent in this tournament. You never know what you're going to get from him. He didn't have a great season with Nashville, but here he is in this tournament playing probably the best hockey he's played all season in any league or any tournament. He's been excellent, you know, and he's a big reason why they beat Canada of the other day. And the U.S. doesn't have that same goaltending. Swayman and Decord, their two goalies are a little bit hit or miss. They can score. I like the offensive weapons that the U.S. has. But Finland plays that real tight checking, you know, shut, take away time and space in the neutral zone type of style, and frustrated Canada to a certain extent. And I think they're very capable of doing that to the United States. Plus Saros, I like the way he's playing than either U.S. goalie. So I'm with you here, Gabe. I think it's a very live underdog in this game.
Canada's laying 3.5 to Denmark. Canada gets a good draw here against the Danes. I'm not in love with laying 3.5, but I think it's the knockout stage now. I think Canada's going to dial it up a notch, and they're going to score goals. I can see Canada winning this game like 5-0, guys. I'm going to pull the trigger. I'll lay to 3.5 here. Canada 16-1 on the money line, but I do have Canada +130 to win the tournament. Are you betting this game, Babano? How are you betting this game if you're betting it?
Usually when if I like the favorite like this, I'll go team total instead of puck line. It's just a different way to go about it. I think Canada team total over could be something to go with. You could go the puck line too, but usually I go with the team total. I think I'd look at that rather than the 6.5. I think it could go over 6.5, but you'd have to rely maybe on Denver to get, or Denmark, I should say, to get like a goal or two. But Canada should do most of the score. I like Canada team total over. That's my favorite look, but I'd lean to the full game over as well.
I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Canada, Cam. Are you going to bet this game?
I am. I am going to lay the 3.5, too. I think it's statement time. And Gabe, before we get into the final game, have you seen the line movement in Sweden, Czechia? This line, when we had McInnes on the show on Tuesday, was Sweden -155. I wrote them all down. It's -230 now. That's called steam. That's nuts.
It's in Sweden. So it's a home game for Sweden. Czech Republic coming off the loss to the Americans. This will be a competitive game. It's going to be a tough game. You know, Sweden are really good, though. I get the feeling that Sweden are going to win the game. I'm not really in love with laying the 230. Babano, what's your quick pick, Sweden and the Czech Republic?
Sweden team total over. I think 4.5. I'd go over. Sweden starting to score. I like over. 4.5 is pretty low.
Yeah, that was a weird game with Canada, though, with 8 goals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm looking at Bet365 here. These guys literally and figuratively like take bets on everything. Like here's handball. I can bet on African handball, Iceland Pro Handball League, Norway Women's Handball League. I could bet on, like, you know, I mean, I could bet politics. I can bet on who's going to win the Scottish parliamentary by-election. Ooh. They don't have lines up for the Memorial Cup. I don't know. It's baffling to me. Like, it drives me crazy. Election. It's true, dude. Like, that Irish politics, wrong, Scottish election. Like, you can bet on who's going to win, like, the UK Idol, like, instead of American Idol, yeah. Whatever. UK Idol. Like, seriously, like, some of the things. Norway chess champion. The Norway chess championship. It's a big, respected chess champ. Like, you can bet on the World Chess Championships. Can't bet on the Memorial Cup with this book. I don't understand it. It's always bothered me. And I there's another book. You know, they're not paying me to say this, but for those of you who want to bet on it, Bet99 does have the Memorial Cup. They've got the junior hockey lines up. But, yeah, the Memorial Cup's going to be lit, guys. Starts Friday night. It's kind of like the March Madness of hockey. Even though it's not college, but that's the best way of describing it. It's the championship teams from each, you know, conference type deal, the Ontario champion, the Quebec champion, and the Western champion. And you got like a 4-team tournament. Should be noted the team from Quebec has actually won 4 of the last 5 times. So we'll get into it tomorrow more. We'll let you know what books it's at and all that, because it'll start to pop up more. All right, Cam, your golf picks. What do you got for the Charles Schwab?
I got a few things. I didn't go too crazy this week. We talk about Scheffler. He might be able to win again. And the best was the bet boost from plus 240 to 350. But he has to win by 3 strokes. So moving forward.
He's got to win by 3?
Yeah, no, it's
for the boost? That
it
sucks. At least give you the boost to win.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Imagine he wins and you don't even get it. I'm telling you, I looked at it.
That's
I went,
lame.
Wow. Oh, dude, it was the lamest thing I've ever seen. I actually almost went on, like, to complain about it, to say that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Anyway, I got a couple of the same picks as Brady. We're going to start with Aaron Rye. Ryan Ginger's a really good player right now. Actually, 35-1 on Rye. This guy's dangerous as hell. Loves this type of course, Gabe. It's a second shot course. You got to hit the ball, and if his putter gets hot, he'll be there. JT Poston, Brady had him too. 50-1, hot player, finished really, really well. JJ Spahn has been in many final groups this year at 55-1. Davis Thompson is a guy, very, very good approach player and a streaky putter. Bud Cauley coming off injury at Alabama. Now he's playing really, really well now that he's getting healthier. And Eric Cole, Gabe, yeah, Cole Kane. It's the golfer of choice. This guy's driving me nuts. But if anybody's going to win, this is the type of course. Nice and short. And those are the outrights right now. Let's go for the first round leaders. This is what people we like to talk about. First round leaders are fun because we can pay for the whole tournament. We're going to go with Tommy Fleetwood at 35, Rye at 40. Ashkay Bhatia has had the first round lead a few times this year. He's 65-1. So is Tom Hoagie at 75-1. Cameron Davis from Australia, a notorious Thursday warrior, 80-1. I got Cole to win, so I got to take him at 85. And EVR, not Rob Van Dam, Eric Von Royen, 95-1. I like Daniel Berger Gabe for a top 10. I know Brady liked him to win. It's great price at over $2 for him for a top 10. Here are top 20s. Your boy, you talked about it, Gabe. English, plus 130 for a top 20. Harmon, plus 190. The new North Carolina Tar Heel top 10 machine is Ryan Gerard. Watch out for this kid. Future very good golfer, plus 210. And Ashkay Bhatia, plus 230. Enjoy the golf, everybody.
I'm going to throw a couple of just random darts here. No reason or rhyme or reason for first round leader. Just gut hunch. Andrew Novak, 60-1, first round leader. Lucas Glover, first round leader, 60-1. And my real long shot, as I brought up earlier, Brian Campbell, 150-1, first round leader.
Saber and Blackhawk, Brian Campbell, man, 150-1, 10 bucks gets you a smooth 1600. That's a man, that's a nice price. He's good.
Yeah, a little flyer on, a little flyer. But, man, you have any golf picks for us?
Yeah, we got some. Harris English, 30-1. Siwoo Kim, 50-1. We've got Lucas Glover, 75-1. You mentioned him. We've got Gary Woodland, 110-1. And how about this one? Little longer shot. Return of the Mac. Mac Meisner, 175-1.
And congratulations to your boy from the Hammer there, Babano. SGA and MVP.
Yes. Very proud of him. Happy he got it. I love that it's all about the team, too.
Yes, yes. Very, very happy for him.
Very proud of him. Terrible. But he's elementary school teacher.
Of course I'm proud.
You're going to give him the city, Babano? That was sounded like a politician right there. Yes, yes. Very proud of SGA. Excellent. Great community guy.
Lay the 3.5 with Canada tomorrow. They're going to win like 5-0. And sorry, USA, but Team Finland wins. Other night, you're on your own later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.